Welcome to the July 2nd, 2006 worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's sermon is entitled Marching Orders. We have a special service today focused on the commissioning of our mission team to Whitley County, Kentucky. Over the next 5 days, we will build a home for a family placed in difficult circumstances by a fire that destroyed their home and killed 3 members of the family. You may follow our progress this week at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us soon for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. Is it me or is it early? We are right on time to go to Mountain Outreach. Many of us are ready to go. We appreciate everyone being here this morning to participate in our service today. For those of you who don't know, my name is Jeff Allen, associate pastor here at College Park, and we are pleased that you've decided to join us for worship this morning. We would like to get a record of your attendance. I know it's early and it's difficult to walk, much less write your name, but we would like for you to write your name in the pew pad that you have on every pew. So we invite you to take that. Members, just sign that and change any information that's changed, phone number, address, email. Check the appropriate boxes. And then any guests that we have with us this morning, we ask that you fill that out completely and send that to the end of the pew. And when it gets down there to the end, if you could send it back to where it started so our ushers can get that a little bit later in the service, we appreciate you doing this for us. Just a few announcements that we have this morning. We will have the life service tonight at the regular time. Cindy Johnson will be here to lead us during that service. So for those of you not able to go to Mountain Outreach, we hope that you come and support the life service at 7 o'clock this evening. It will be outside on the lawn. Bring your own picnic dinner about 6:15 or so. Enjoy a picnic on the lawn. It'll be a good time of fellowship together. Other announcements, there will be no day camp for children this week. We'll pick up with that next week. Youth, we're headed to youth camp next week. Parents, you'll be receiving something in the mail about what to bring and all that kind of fun stuff. I think that's all the announcements. We do want to make sure that any guests who are with us this morning, we have something we want to give to you. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. And don't they look mighty fine this morning? It's good to see the ushers this morning. They're coming down. Any guests that are with us, we ask that you just raise your hand. We have a packet of information we would like to give to you as they come down the aisles now. Inside this packet is things that are going on in the life of our church, including a newsletter, as well as who we are as College Park. Mountain Outreach is a big part of what we do, headed to Kentucky and building homes for people in the name of Christ. But there are several other things that we do, and this packet will allow you to find out a little bit about us. So I think that's all the announcements that we have for this morning. And we do have an invitation to share in worship, and we invite you to look at that in the bulletin. As we begin our time of worship, as we begin our time of celebration and glorifying God for all that He has done, we join our hearts regardless of age, regardless of life experience. All that we bring to the table is our belief in Christ and our soul need for Him. And that's why we worship. That's why we go to Mountain Outreach. That's why we do what we do. And I invite you now to begin in worship by standing together for our invitation to share in worship. I invite you to read the dark print as I read the light print. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day.
Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples.
Amen. You may be seated.
We're going to do something a little different this morning for the call to worship. We're going to sing Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. It's number 379 in your hymnals. And the choir will sing the first three verses, and then we ask that you would join us on the fourth verse.
Pray with me. Our Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you that we have gathered, had the opportunity to be in this place, in this sanctuary, your holy place. It is a special place, for many have come before us who have worshiped in this room. It is a special place because we honor those who have come before, but most importantly, we honor you. And for all that you have done at College Park and all that you have allowed us to do in this city, in this country, and around our world. And so, Father, we come to give you thanks for all the blessings, all the opportunities. And we want to take advantage of this day. So, Father, come into this place. We invite you into your sanctuary. May everything that is done during this time be done for you and you alone. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Please join me as we experience together the ministry of God's Word. Now, this morning I'll be reading from the book of Psalm in the Old Testament, the 96th chapter of Psalm, the first 10 verses. If you do not have your Bible with you, there should be a pew Bible located near you. Feel free to use that and read along. Hear the Word of God. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and glory are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. May God bless the reading and understanding of His holy word.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be your hands and feet here on earth, to go and to send to those in need. Lord, help our willingness to be matched only by our generosity so that your work and your worship can continue forever to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
on this morning, so we'll be at the pulpit. There you go. All right. As we go from here, you'll notice a little bit later in the service, it says congregation will move to the church courtyard. Don't get excited. Don't get nervous. We'll manage that when the time comes. But what you will need is your bulletin, because it has some words printed in there of the hymn Footsteps of Jesus that we'll be singing as we get out there. And also you'll need the insert that says response to the congregation, response to the participants. So when it comes that time in the service, just be sure and take these with you. You won't need a hymnal. You'll just need those two pieces of paper. And we'll be leaving out either door and going out into the courtyard area between the buildings, the educational building and the fellowship breezeway there. So going out there, there's a PA set up out there, so we'll be able to hear out there. So we look forward to that time of commissioning when it comes time in the service. On Saturday night, May the 29th, in the year 1819, there was a 36-year-old minister named Reginald Hebert, and he was talking with his father-in-law. And his father-in-law was also a minister. And he was talking about the next day's service. They probably had a service similar to what we're experiencing here this morning. And he had written a sermon that he felt like was a pretty good evangelistic slash missionary type of message, but he needed a suitable conclusion. So he asked, he said, "Will you write a poem? Will you write a poem or a few lines that will help me kind of pull all this together?" So they began to work on it, and Reginald retired to the corner of the room, and eventually he came back within a few moments, and he had written some words there that really would make him known as one of the greatest, or at least one of the most famous missionary hymn writers in Christian history. And he wrote these words: "From Greenland's icy mountains, from India's coral strand, where Africa's sunny foundations roll down their golden sand, from many an ancient river, from many a palmy plain, they call us to deliver their land from error's chain." Now, many of you will remember that as the hymn "From Greenland's Icy Mountains." Others of you have no idea, have never heard those words before. But it's actually one of our oldest and most revered missionary hymns. But there's an older hymn. There's an older missionary hymn that I think is infinitely better because it's scriptural. We can say that Psalm 96, which Jason has already read this morning, is arguably the oldest missionary hymn in existence. If you notice the phrases in Psalm 96, you may want to keep your Bible open to this passage because we'll be referring back to it. The phrases that are used: "Sing to the Lord all the earth, declare his glory among the nations, among all people, among all families of the earth, say among to the nations that the Lord reigns." This is the Great Commission. This is the Great Commission that was written over 1,000 years before Christ ever spoke it in Matthew 28. I want us to notice several points here that kind of give us our marching orders. First of all, sing. Look in verse 1 again. "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the earth. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name." Now, singing, we've done some of that already, and we'll continue within the context of this service to sing, but singing is all around us. Scientists tell us that satellite dishes are always picking up vibrations, kind of melodious humming, if you will, that's going on all around the galaxy. Even in our atmosphere, even within our atmosphere here on Earth, I think God has placed the equivalent of a symphony orchestra. Have you ever opened your windows at night? And apart from the emergency sirens, have you heard God's creation? The crickets, the frogs, anything else that's going on out there? Bugs making these sounds. Now, if you've ever been camping and you're used to being the white noise of the city, if you've ever gone camping, sometimes those noises become so loud that you can't go to sleep because you're not used to them. The music around us that God has placed, the babbling brook, the waves breaking, crashing, coming into the ocean. How about the birds singing their songs? It's all around us. Someone once wrote, and you probably know this hymn, "This is my Father's world. And to my listening ear, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres." The music all around us. In this passage in Psalm 96, we're told that all the earth is to sing the praises of the Lord. And as we go forth with God's message, whether we're going to Kentucky or whether we're going to our workplace or whether we're going to be in the community this week, our hearts should be filled with that music. The music's all around us, but within our hearts, we should also be singing that song. The second thing we should remember is we are to proclaim. In the second part of verse B, it says, "Proclaim his salvation day after day." Proclaim the good news of the salvation from day to day. This involves personal evangelism. This involves connecting with people. In order to proclaim something, you have to have an audience. And in order to do that, you need to build relationships with other people. Reaching our friends, reaching our work associates, reaching our neighbors next door, reaching those that we'll be working with and beside and for when we're in Kentucky. We aren't just to go across the sea. We aren't just to go to Kentucky. We're to go across the street also. And that's an important part of who we are and what we're to do. The third marching order is to declare. If you'll look in verse 3, "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples." Declare. According to a fellow named Ralph Winter, whose official title is a missiologist, he studies missions and what takes place around the globe. According to Mr. Winter, only 1% of the world's population knew Jesus as personal Lord and Savior in the 15th century. According to studies done by Dawn International, that figure is now at 11.1%. So do the math here. Look at the math. We have over 6 billion people, 6 billion people on earth. And there are over 680 million evangelical Christians in the world today. That's according to Dawn. Now, the rate of increase that they project and they estimate is about 7% a year. Not 7% of the total world's population, but 7% of that 680 million. We still have a job to do. Even though many are declaring the good news, we still have a very important task to do. The fourth thing that we are to do is to give. If you look at verse 7 and 8, "Ascribe," or some translations say, "Give to the Lord, O families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory that's due his name. Bring an offering and come into the courts." We are to give. We have marching orders that tell us we are to warn the world. We are to warn the world all around us that we are supposed to be giving to God what is God's. That seems like a no-brainer for us, but it's a challenging concept within the context of our world. A world that says, "Give me, give me." And we are to give to God. The fifth part of our marching orders is to worship and tremble. If you look in verse 9, it says, "Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth." That's a common thing that we say in church. We read it from God's word. We sing about it in our hymns. But I'm afraid it really is a lost concept. We really have lost what it means to approach the Lord with the awe and the majesty that's due him. We have phrases like, you know, the old man in the sky, or, you know, whatever phrase we want to talk about God. And I know that conveys a sense of personal relationship, but the danger is that we have lost the majesty and the glory of the name of our Creator. And we are to worship, to bow before him in reverence and in awe. And then finally, it says we are to say. If you look in verse 10, it says, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns." Those three words, "the Lord reigns," are characteristic of this portion of the Psalms And it's a powerful mandate to us to say, the Lord reigns. Make that word known to all the nations. So we are to sing. We are to proclaim. We are to declare. We are to give. We're to worship. And we are to say. Those are our marching orders. I read a story of a fellow named Hudson Taylor, and many of you recognize him as one of our better known missionaries. And as he was preparing to establish his China Inland Mission, he spoke with over 2,000 ministers who had gathered in Scotland. And he began his address by telling them a story. It was a story of an experience that he had had while he was traveling by boat from Shanghai to Ningpo. He was aboard a Chinese boat. And he had built a relationship with one of the passengers there, the fellow that was Chinese, but he had been educated in England, and he went by the name of Peter. Hudson had talked with him. He had acquainted Peter with the teachings of Christ, and Peter had showed an interest, a genuine interest, but he had not yet made a personal commitment to Christ. They had had many conversations, some wonderful time of question and answer. But one day, as the boat was approaching a particular city, Hudson went into his cabin. He was preparing. There was a time of preaching that was coming. He was reviewing a sermon, and he was trying to get the literature that he was going to give out prepared. And he heard a splash, and then he heard some cries of alarm. So he rushed out onto the deck, and as he began to look through the people, he did not see his new friend, Peter. The captain of the boat saw Hudson Taylor come out, and he just pointed over the side of the boat with no alarm in his voice and said, "He went down over there." Well, Hudson jumped immediately into the water and swam over to the site, began surface diving, but he could not locate Peter. Just then he spotted a nearby fisher boat that had a dragnet. So he yells to them, come over here. A man is drowning. The reply from the boat was, "Va bien." Translation, "It's not convenient." "Come quickly or it'll be too late," Hudson replied. "We're busy fishing." "Never mind your fishing. Come at once and I will pay you well." "How much?" "How much is well?" $5, but you need to hurry. I will pay you $5. "Too little," they called back. We won't come for less than 30. "I don't have that much with me, but I'll give you everything. I'll give you everything that I have." "How much is everything?" I don't know. Probably $14, $15, but please come." Well, they finally came over, and they brought their net with them. And as they drug it through the water on the first pass, they brought up the body. But it was too late. Peter was already dead. Well, now, as Hudson was telling this story to these ministers that were gathered in Scotland, he felt a wave of indignation that swept over the audience. But he looked at him and he said, "You know, we condemn those heathen fishermen. And we say that they are guilty of that man's death because they could have easily have saved him, but they just chose not to." He says, "But before we condemn them, let's remember, what about the millions that are left to perish eternally? What about the plain command that we've been given to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to declare the gospel to every creature?" The Bible tells us in Psalm 96 to sing, to proclaim, to declare, to give, to worship, and to say to the nations, "The Lord reigns." That's our mission. Those are our marching orders. That's our mandate. And we are going to be going to Kentucky, many of us this week, and we're going to be building a house. Building the house is not the mission. Building the house is the vehicle by which we can exercise the mission. To worship, to declare, to say, "Our Lord reigns, the Lord reigns." See, building a house is following an example. Following the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who cared for the physical needs of people. So it's a wonderful example to follow. But understand, our mission is to sing, to proclaim, to declare, to give, to worship, and to say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Amen.
worship be the fuel for mission's flame. We're going with a passion for your name. We're going for we care about your praise. Send us out. Let worship be the heart of mission's aim. See the nations recognize your fame. Till every tribe and tongue voices your praise. Send us out. You should be the praise of every tongue. You should be the joy of every heart. But until the till that final revelation dawns, send us out. Let worship be the fuel for mission's flame. We're going with a passion for your name. We're going for we care about your praise. Send us out. Worship be the heart of mission's aim. To see the nations recognize your fame. Till every tribe and tongue voices your praise. Send us out. You should be the praise of every tongue. You should be the joy of every tongue. But until the fullness of your kingdom comes, until that final revelation dawns, send us out. Every tribe, every tongue, every creature in the heavens and the earth, every heart, every soul will sing your praise, will sing your praise. Every note, every strain, every melody will be for you alone. Every harmony that flows from every tongue will sing your praise, will sing your praise, will sing your praise, will sing your praise. Should be the praise of every tongue. You should be the joy of every heart. But until the fullness of your kingdom comes, until that final revelation dawns,
I invite you now to stand and go with us to the courtyard.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.